There's six of them, Mr. Jensen. I know two of them by name.
Who are they?
Blackjack Morgan and Lassiter. Them others looks just as tough.
Smoke signaled for another beer with his right hand as his left hand touched the butt of his left-hand Colt. Of late, he had been loading the Colts up full. You never knew when that extra round might save your life. Smoke did not turn around. Blackjack spoke to Smoke's back.
Well, boys. Look what we done come up on here. The famous gunfighter, Smoke Jensen. You reckon we ought to bow down or something like that?
I thought I just heard a jackass bray, Bendel. You certainly do have a very strange clientele.
You calling me a jackass?
Smoke slowly turned to face the man.
Why, it isn't a jackass after all. It's Blackjack. Excuse me, Morgan. I must have been mistaken.
Well, that's the damnedest apology I ever heard.
Who said I was apologizing?
What'll it be, boys?
Whiskey.
Don't do it, Blackjack. It isn't worth it, friend.
Don't give me orders, Jensen. I want you before the Allman Brothers find you.
If they take me, Blackjack, it won't be by facing me.
They'll still have the 10,000, and you'll still be just as dead.
Smoke smiled and turned his back to the man once more.
Don't you turn your backside to me!
Blackjack put out his hand and dropped it to Smoke's shoulder, spinning the man around. Smoke hit him with a left to the belly and followed that with a beer mug to the side of Blackjack's head, knocking the man to the floor. Blackjack was up like a rubber ball, blood streaming down his cheek from the gash on his head. He swung a fist and Smoke ducked under it, again popping the man in the gut. Blackjack connected with a left to Smoke's head that backed him up. Blackjack was no stranger to brawls, and he could punch. Smoke faked him with a left, and Blackjack took the bait, grinning and dropping his guard. Smoke connected with a right to the mouth that smashed Blackjack's lips and loosened some teeth. Blackjack shook his head and came in swinging. Smoke sidestepped and stuck out a boot. He clubbed the man on the back of the neck as he went down. Blackjack struggled to his boots. Smoke laid a left-right combination to both sides of his jaw. Blackjack fell back against the bar planking. Smoke pinned him there and went to work, smashing at the man with big, work-hardened fists. Smoke stepped back, and Blackjack fell to the floor. He did not move.
By God, Jensen, you'll not do that to another good man.
Lassiter went for his piece. Smoke's slug struck Lassiter in the belly and knocked him back against the table. Lassiter drew iron. The shot dead center the painting of a nude female hanging on the wall behind the bar.
Were you sorry, son of a whore? I paid good money for that picture.
Bendel came up with a shotgun just as one of the bounty hunters was dragging iron. Lassiter lifted his six gun as blood was leaking from his mouth. Smoke shot Lassiter between the eyes. Bendel's shotgun blast lifted the torn-apart bounty hunter off his boots and flung him across the room. He bounced off a wall and fell to the floor, lying still in a bloody mess. Two of his buddies tossed good sense and caution to the gods of fate as they grabbed for their six guns, but they never made it. The lone bounty hunter left alive lifted his hands out from his body and held them wide apart to show that he was out of this affair. Partition door opened. Walt stuck his gray head into the gun smoke filled bar room. He held a six gun in his hand, the hammer carved back.
Everything okay?